And welcome to The Full Story on WSHU and online at WSHU.org. I'm Ron Ropiak, and it's great to be here. I had a full speech to give about this show, but here's the thing. We just don't have time for that today. But let me just tell you that The Full Story is going to cover a wide range of topics. But Election Day is tomorrow, so much of our first few shows will be about politics and the issues and your comments and your questions. Let me just say this. It's an honor to be in this seat, and over the next week or so, we'll get to know each other. But let's jump right into it now with both feet. The big race in Connecticut is the one for governor. Because of their schedules, we recorded interviews with two of the main candidates, Independent Oz Griebel and Democrat Ned Lamont. Republican Bob Stefanowski told us he did not have time to fit an interview into his bus tour. But we do have some clips of the Republican candidate from the last gubernatorial debate, which we're going to play for you in just a bit. But here's our first interview. With us now on The Full Story is Ned Lamont, the Democratic candidate for governor of Connecticut. Mr. Lamont, welcome to you.
Ron, great to hear from you.
Connecticut, as you know and everyone else knows, is going to have a multi-billion dollar budget deficit the next two fiscal years. Are you going to raise or impose a new tax or impose any type of toll to balance the budget?
We are not going to raise the income tax, but I also can't tell you we're going to eliminate it because I think that is a false promise. And when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. And first thing I got to do is get to an honestly balanced budget that doesn't borrow from the future, but invest in the future. So no increase in the income tax, period.
According to most polls, health care is a top priority for all Americans. Are you in favor of the Affordable Care Act?
You know, I am in favor of that. You know, Bob said it hasn't helped anybody in Connecticut. Well, in fact, the number of people without insurance has been cut in half. The number of people, you know, filing for bankruptcy due to medical emergencies is way, way down. And Ron, wherever I go, healthcare is the number one question I get. My son with autism, my husband with diabetes, will his, quote, pre-existing condition be covered if President Trump rolls that protection back down in Washington? And with Ned Lamont as governor, we'll keep those protections in place right here in Connecticut.
Ned Lamont, give me one thing, just one thing that you would do right away to make our transportation system better as soon as you become governor.
Yeah, our location should be our biggest advantage because we're opening to the middle Atlantic states, New England, our ports, and we have failed to invest in transportation over the last generation, and shame on us. So I would make those investments necessary, A, to fix our roads and bridges, which is, Ron, not just the public safety issue, but also speeds up our rail service. Right now, it takes, say, 10 minutes longer to get from, you know, New Haven to New York than it did just a decade ago. And that's in part because the trains have to slow up over those 90-year-old bridges. Those are the things we got to repair as a priority.
Connecticut has suffered for years with education equality. How are you going to fix this?
Well, I was a volunteer teacher at Harding High School in Bridgeport 20 years ago, so I've been on the front lines there in terms of making sure that each and every kid gets, you know, a fair shot at the starting line of life. And one simple idea I have is we're having a hard time recruiting great teachers right now, and if you go teach in a school like Harding, you go teach in some of our toughest school districts, you go teach in places that have the largest achievement gap, you know, we forgive your student loan if you're there for, say, 5 years. So I want the best and the brightest to go into those schools and give those kids the very best opportunity.
There was a UN report. It came out a few weeks ago. For some people, it's already faded from memory. It says basically that we have 10 to 12 years to make major changes. Otherwise, global warming is going to have an impact, a profound impact on all of us. Do you believe the report? And what's Connecticut going to do with you as governor to help change this?
Look, I believe science, and the science seems pretty clear on this. Bob Stefanowski said, I don't understand the science, so I'll take a pass on the environment. But I think, especially given our shoreline communities, especially given the fact that we're a small state, pretty congested, we're going to have to put in place our own strict environmental standards, especially if they're not coming out of Washington. We don't do this by ourselves. We'll do it with our neighboring states, be that in terms of air, water quality, be that in terms of fuel efficiency. And one thing, Ron, I can do in year one is stop looting the clean energy and energy efficiency funds. Those are monies that should go to their purpose. Fuel efficiency fund, I was on the board of the largest energy efficiency company in the country. What we do is we send people out, they insulate, they weatherize, middle-class homes. That reduces your carbon footprint, puts thousands of people to work, and by the way, reduces the cost of energy for those folks and brings down our peak price, which is so key because our energy prices are very expensive, a real deterrent in our state. So it would be a priority for me, and we're going to take the lead, especially if Washington is stepping back.
Ned Lamont, are you in favor of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
I am in favor of doing that. Over the next 4 or 5 years, just like all the business leaders and the fiscal commission recommended, I don't think that the state should be in the business of subsidizing companies that don't pay that wage, a living wage. So I'd like to see us get to that over a period of time, just like Massachusetts, just like New York and our peers. It gives, that single mom just an opportunity to take care of her family.
I don't know if you saw this report with everything that's going on nowadays for you, but last year, in 2017, Colorado made $247 million in taxes and fees from the sale of recreational and medical marijuana. Do you support legalizing recreational marijuana in Connecticut?
I do. Again, all of our neighboring states are doing this. I don't want the recreational marijuana market controlled by the black market, where you have no say over content and ingredients and no tax revenue. So I think we do legalize. We do it carefully. We regulate it. We are going to make some revenues off of that. It goes right at opioid addiction. And by the way, opioid addiction is down in places like Colorado, which has legalized both medicinal as well as recreational marijuana. It's interesting that they make a lot more money by taxing the marijuana than they do even liquor right now. It's sort of a fascinating phenomenon.
Would you leave Connecticut's current gun laws as they are? Would you work for added restrictions?
Well, you don't want a governor who has an A rating from the NRA and is talking about rolling back all the Sandy Hook protections that went in place 5 years ago on a really strong bipartisan bill for gun safety. So, we keep those laws in place. Connecticut stays a leader on gun safety. God, especially given, the violence in the Pittsburgh synagogue we just saw last week. And, again, with an AR-15, just like the same weapon that, slaughtered our kids at Sandy Hook. So I would be strong on that, and I'm not going to back away.
Some have said that one of the best ways to get state spending under control is for more regionalism. Are you in favor of such a move?
I am. I mean, we've got 169 towns, and I respect their feisty independence. But in terms of back office, in terms of purchasing, in terms of healthcare, in terms of other contracts, transit contracts, we can make significant savings there. I was struck that we have so many small school districts in Connecticut. They were one of the few states in the country that has, we pay more for administrators outside the classroom than teachers in the classroom. So we can get some real savings there. And look, as governor, I can't afford to subsidize the inefficiency.
Two more questions, please. Connecticut has been described as being in a state of fiscal crisis, and some describe the state as broke. Are we in a fiscal crisis?
We are in a fiscal crisis. It's going to take somebody with the guts to go up to Hartford to make the changes we need to get our budget back in the balance. That does require getting all the stakeholders at the table and making the compromises we need to fix this. And, that's what I will do. And I've got to get that fiscal structural deficit behind us. You know, Bob and Oz are both talking about borrowing from the rainy day fund to do it. That's the wrong thing to do. You don't want to kick the can down the road any longer. I'm the one candidate who's going to get this done, get it done in the first year, get it behind us so we can start looking forward as a state.
Last question, if I can. If you were a U.S. senator, would you have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh?
You know, I would not have. And I'll tell you why. It's those hearings are not a court of law where somebody is guilty or not guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. We were discussing whether we should give this man a lifetime promotion. And I thought his temperament in terms of how he reacted to some of the questioning was disqualifying. So I would not have supported him. I think there's too much politics in the confirmation process. I look for people with strong qualifications, but also requires a judicial temperament.
Ned Lamont is the Democratic candidate for governor of Connecticut. Mr. Lamont, thank you, sir.
Hey, Ron, great to be with you. Thanks again. Goodbye, everybody. Please vote tomorrow.
And we are back live in the studio, and we want to hear from you on the full story. Leave us a voicemail. Please leave your first name and where you're calling from, just in case we use it on the air. It's a toll-free number. It's 833. Most people don't know this number. 833-CALL-TFS. That's 833-225-5837. You can email us, tfs@wshu.org, or you can even tweet if you would like, at @FullStoryWSHU. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from Oz Griebel running for governor on the independent line. Stay with us.